The vernal equinox brings with it the promise of spring, renewal, regeneration, rejuvenation, and hope. Hope for a brighter day, for the cessation of hunger and starvation, for an end to senseless violence, for a more just and equitable world, for a world at peace. Help us, ever-patient creator and giver of life, to be proactive agents in the realization of our hopes. Remind us daily that the purpose of the miracle of life is to share the many blessings you have provided us. Instill in us, as your stewards, the courage, tenacity, selflessness of preceding generations so that we can bequeath a healthy and sustainable planet to those who follow us. As articulated by the late David Brower, we don't inherit the earth from our ancestors, we borrow it from our children. We offer a prayer to the millions of survivors of the earthquakes and tsunami in Japan, a prayer of hope, strength, and peace. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Nihyeh Bidvaro. Blessed are you, creator of the universe, according to whose word all things will be. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Beautiful.
Members, we will go to privileges of the floor. Privileges of the floor, members. Senator Corbett, for what purpose? Senator Corbett.
Thank you very much, Madam President. I rise to introduce a delegation. It is my privilege this morning to acknowledge a very distinguished delegation who is with us here at the back of the chambers. They are a group of 16 women leaders who are participating in the U.S. State Department's 100 Women Initiative, empowering women and girls through international exchange. These extraordinary women are playing an influential role in civic life in their respective countries and represent all sectors from business and media to government and academia. They hail from an incredibly diverse group of countries, from the most populous nation on Earth, China, to the small island nation of Kiribati, which comprises only 266 square miles and everywhere in between. Brunei, Burma, Indonesia, South Korea, Malaysia, Mongolia, Palau, the Philippines, Singapore, Taiwan, Thailand, Timor-Leste, and Vietnam. They're visiting the Capitol today as part of a three-week program in the U.S. to learn about the role of women in American civic life and citizen involvement in ensuring open, accountable government and strong communities. It's a particularly auspicious time to have them here as we celebrate Women's History Month and the centennial of women winning the right to vote in California. And I'd like to congratulate each of them for their contributions and long-term commitment to the empowerment of women and girls in their communities throughout the world. Members, please join me in extending to these esteemed guests both a warm welcome and best wishes for the success of their mission and go women power throughout the world. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Senator Corbett, and welcome to the International Women's Delegation to the California State Senate. We applaud your work. Welcome.
Thank you.
Members, there are a number of introductions today. I will go next to Senator Lowenthal, and then to Senator Price, then to Senator Cannella, and there's still more. So, Senator Lowenthal.
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, guests, I rise today to recognize an outstanding group of community college students. I'm going to upstairs. There are 81 students who have been named by Phi Theta Kappa, which is the Community College Honor Society. These 81 students are the 2011 All-California Academic Team. 1992, Phi Theta Kappa began a program designed to provide national recognition for California's outstanding community college students and the, well, this is nationwide, and the institution they attend, and here we have California's finest. These students were selected for their grades, their leadership, and community service contributions. They represent some of the best of the over 2.8 million students enrolled in California's 112 community college. The selection was determined by scores that nominees received from Phi Theta Kappa judges at the national level. Members, please join me in recognizing the California Community College 2011 Phi Theta Kappa honorees.
Thank you, Senator Lowenthal, and welcome to each of your outstanding guests. Senator Price.
Thank you, Madam President. The Delta Sigma Theta sorority is the largest African-American Greek-lettered sorority in the world. Founded in 1913 at Howard University, the Grand Chapter has a membership of more than 350,000 women. Their first public act, and less than 2 months after the sorority's founding, Delta Sigma Theta's women began their political activism by participating in the historic 1913 Women's Suffrage March on Washington, Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. Under the theme, Advocacy in Action, Strengthening Our Legacy, over 100 Deltas are in our capital today, focusing on creating ongoing legislative solutions for the communities that they serve. This year's legislative emphasis is to continue their study and dialogue on race and poverty, with specific attention given to the areas of education, employment, savings, and investing, along with health care and housing. So please, members, join me in welcoming our guest in the gallery and my guests here on the floor, Dr. Laverne Gray Davis, Ms. Crystal Evans, and Mrs. Jackie DuPont Walker from the Delta Sigma Theta sorority.
Welcome, Delta Sigma Theta, to your state capital. We hope you're having a great day. Thank you, Senator Price. Senator Cannella. Senator Cannella.
Thank you, Madam President, colleagues. California Agriculture Day is this Wednesday. Everybody is invited to partake in agriculture festivities on Wednesday, March 23rd, on the west side of the Capitol starting at 10:30 a.m. There will be free ag products, livestock, farm equipment, food, and lots of fun. So don't miss out, and please join us for that event. Thank you.
That is Wednesday, Senator Cannella. Wednesday is Ag Day. Senator Correa.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to have senators help me welcome two of my constituents from Phi Theta Kappa recipients from Santa Ana, Mr. Neil Nguyen and Rudy Carbajal. Let's give them a round of applause in the back of the chambers.
And Senator Fuller, I believe you have an introduction as well. Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome. Senator Fuller.
Yes, members, please join me in welcoming Danette Brentz, who was named the All-California Second Academic Team. She was chosen as one of the top 50 that we were also meeting the others from our Porterville College and will be transferring to Cal State Bakersfield. We're very proud of her. Thank you. And she'll be at the back.
Congratulations, Senator Fuller. Time for a photo back there. Welcome to all our academic achievers and our sorority women. Any other introductions, members, or announcements? Members, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read, and reports of committees will be deemed read. We are at motions and resolutions. There is a special consent motion without objection. The following resolutions will be withdrawn from committee and placed on today's special consent calendar. That's SCR 20. No objections? Senator Steinberg, for what purpose?
A couple purposes, Madam President. First of all, Madam President, members, I have a letter I'd like to submit to the journal. It's been cleared by both sides relating to last week's debate.
Without objection, Senator
Steinberg. Yes, we got a good, all
without
right.
Without objection.
And then secondly, I'd like to call a Democratic caucus immediately after session in the Maddie Lounge.
Senator Corbett, for what purpose?
Thank you very much, Madam President. I would also like to announce the continuation upon the adjournment of caucus of the Select Committee on Earthquake Safety, Preparedness, and Response. We've heard from very important specialists this afternoon as to whether we are prepared in California, and we're learning from the occurrence in Japan. So I ask members to be back within 5 minutes at the conclusion of caucus in room 4203, so we may continue that. We do have people waiting for us in that hearing room. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Senator Corbett. Special Select Committee on Earthquakes will resume immediately after caucus with Senator Corbett. Senator Negrete McLeod.
Yes, the Committee on PERS will be meeting after the close of caucus also.
Senator Negrete McLeod announces that PERS will meet after caucus. PERS will meet immediately after caucus. Anything else, members? Democratic caucus in the members' lounge. All righty. Thank you. Members, we will go to the introduction and first reading of bills, and they'll be deemed read. Consideration of the daily file will take up the resolution of file item one. It is the consent, the special consent calendar. It's WRFed. On consent, I'll call the roll.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 20 by Senator DeSaunier relative to California Safe Digging Month.
Call the roll.
Alquist?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson? Berryhill? Blakeslee?
Aye.
Calderon? Canella? Corbett?
Aye.
Correa?
Aye.
De Leon? Aye. DeSaunier?
Aye.
Aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Emerson?
Aye.
Evans?
Aye.
Fuller?
Aye.
Gaines?
Aye.
Hancock? Harmon?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Huff?
Aye.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Aye. LaMalfa?
Aye.
Aye. Leno?
Aye.
Ted Lieu?
Aye.
Aye. Carol Lieu?
Aye.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Negrete McLeod?
Aye.
Padilla?
Aye.
Pavley? Price?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Runner?
Aye.
Simidian?
Aye.
Steinberg?
Aye.
Strickland?
Aye.
Vargas?
Aye.
Walters?
Aye.
Wolk?
Aye.
Wright? Weiland? Yee. Yee, aye.
Call the absent members, please.
Anderson, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Calderon? Canella?
Aye.
Hancock?
Aye.
Pavley?
Wright?
Aye. Weiland? Weiland, aye.
The ayes are 38, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Members, there is no other business before the House. Senator Steinberg. Senator Dutton.
Yeah, there'll be a brief Republican caucus in Caucus Lounge's clubhouse immediately following session.
Senator Dutton announces a Republican caucus in Cox's Lounge. Senator Steinberg, a Democratic caucus in the Maddie Lounge. Members, if there's no further business to come before the House, we're in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made, and committees will resume or begin after caucus. Call by the President pro tempore.